Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
This Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m., when I will be in Tampa, Florida at the Capitals game with my friend Fried. And then apparently the Capitals are staying over at the hotel, and I'm staying with the Capitals.
What?
At the hotel with my wife.
Really?
Oh. Will probably be taken from me and ravished by those studly, large professional athletes.
You got to give her a pass for something like that.
Yeah, bucket list.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
look, as one, Mike, you know, I've been in relationships where...
yeah, I know, we're the wrestler. It's always the wrestler.
No, a celebrity. Let's just... We always got to give all the details.
Wasn't the celebrity a wrestler?
Well... This is the thing about
was it before or after he made the movie Tooth Fairy?
No. I wish it was him. If it was him, I'd be high-fiving and asking for details.
That's true. And it wasn't also like a Bubba the Love Sponge situation where you watch the wrestler, right?
No. I didn't see the Hulkamania
breakout. I won't settle
for
anybody less than Alex Ovechkin.
That's what I'm saying. If it's Ovi, you got to let the grade 8 go. All right.
I will.
I'll be on the same page.
That's it.
What about Beagle?
Jay Beagle?
Yes.
Is he still on the team?
I don't think so, but it's a name that I remember.
You love Jay Beagle just because he has the name of a dog.
It's a dog
name.
Because
you're not into sports, and that's what you like, Jay Beagle.
Well, I like names.
I would say you give a pass to Ovi or Strasburg.
It's Steven Strasburg.
Well, he's not on the team anymore.
Yeah,
either.
He's relevant. He just signed his new deal.
Yeah, he's probably going to retire as a National.
Retire as his own sovereign country.
That's right.
Beware of long-term contracts. You know, speaking of sports,
is that what you said at CBS?
No, it's what I said to my second wife. Oh, bada boom! We have a lot of Redskins fans that have been suffering and listen to this show.
Yes,
let me make you feel a little better right now as a New York Giants fan. And I cannot control myself. This is like being a heroin addict. I watched my beloved New York Giants last night play the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reason I stayed up for this game...
They led most of the game.
Thank you. And, this current incarnation of the New York Giants is one of the most soulless teams I have ever seen. They just don't have any heart whatsoever. But because the boy wonder, Daniel Jones, got hurt and they were bringing back Eli Manning for what may be his farewell appearance.
Yes.
I decided I would stay up. And for the first half, I'm like, wow, what a way to go out. And then, no, of course not. They can't hang in there because the Giants don't care. What the Giants care about is hair and jewelry and all that, and a coach that's out of control that has no discipline on the team whatsoever. And just watching this wonderful lead that would have been a wonderful swan song for the guy that gave the New York Giants two championships, Super Bowl MVP, not once, but twice. And it would have been a great little way to go out. And I posted.
I saw that. I was like,
I was so disappointed.
This is quite a message to the world.
I was filled with Diet Coke, so I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning winding down after the game. And it's a game that's meaningless.
Yep.
It's meaningless.
I guess that's the rub there. It's better for them to lose as a team, but for Eli to win individually, it would have been nice.
You know, it would have been really, really nice to see just the farewell, but they couldn't do it. Their defensive secondary filled with, celebrations and showboating and just not getting
the job
done.
You hate the showboating?
I've hated the showboating since it came into the league. I hate that. I don't think when your team is losing, this is a new twist on this.
Ooh.
When your team is losing and you sack a quarterback and you do a dance to celebrate when your team's down 21-0, you don't celebrate. You don't say it's complete. This is a team, part of a team.
Do you like it like the Packers did in the 1940s when they'd get into the end zone and they just place the ball down?
Yeah. I wish it would go back to that.
Attack.
You know what it would do? But it would teach kids that that there are more important things than getting out there and celebrating.
The dancing has been fun, Mike.
Oh, fun my ass!
Have you
know
seen
what
the
it is?
Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
No, I don't care what they do. Oh, good.
What about the Redskins? Fun bunch?
How about the Redskins when they did the pose in the end zone? Does that represent their record? The fact that for another year they're not going to the playoffs? Where's the satisfaction? Well,
when you're losing, when you're terrible, okay, I give it to you. You shouldn't be dancing. You should. You're paid to win.
Under any circumstances whatsoever, I don't think a losing record and a losing team, you shouldn't do it. It's just the way I feel about it. And you know, to be honest with you, even in competition,
yes,
I think it takes focus. If you're thinking so much about your choreography, if you succeed,
yes,
that may prevent you from succeeding. That's the way. And I like the old. I like the old school. I know
one must focus.
This is generational. You grew up with this stuff. I didn't.
Look, if you can continuously deliver like the Seattle Seahawks, not this past week, but in general for the season, where you go from your new kids on the new kids on the block, NSYNC to New Edition. And you have all the moves correct and down. And you can actually do so in a manner where you're like, ah, they've actually worked this out.
Yes.
That's impressive. The bowling and falling down, I've seen that.
You know what, Oscar?
The grenade and everybody go.
Your bar is in the mud.
Have you tried to dance?
Your bar
is hard.
Your bar is so low.
Five, six, seven, eight. Do I go at six? Do I go at seven? You know, why eight? What about one, two, three, four?
Do you want to know what's impressive? Running the correct route.
Yes,
that's impressive.
This also
that's
takes practice.
Impressive. Yes. You know what's impressive? A trick play that catches the defense flat-footed.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Like the Patriots.
I don't give two rats dookies for a celebration.
What about the Bills?
The end zone.
What about the Bills? They've been doing not so much this past week. Damn.
No.
Listen, not a good week.
TMOS Classic.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
If you really want to know someone who understands sports, we have our guest on the line. I'm sure he has an opinion.
Oh, here's a man that can talk about football. Okay. You know what? I'll get right to it, right out of the gate. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right. So I'm really upset because I stayed up too late last night watching the New York Giants for Eli Manning, which was going to be a nice farewell performance, and they lost to the Eagles. And I don't know whether you're a big football fan or not, but, you know, Gilbert, I'm not happy today. And then we went to you, and my first question was going to be how you feel about celebrations when a team is losing the game. And that got messed up because we weren't connected to you. I'm at the beginning of the show, it's the holidays. I'm having a bad day. Gilbert, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Just as well as you are.
Gilbert, great on answer. The scale of doing DJ, and I still consider myself a DJ, on the scale of things that Gilbert, the scale of 10 that are things Gilbert Gottfried enjoys doing in his life, where do disc jockey interviews rank on the scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, that's why I went into the business.
All right, Gilbert's taking me out of my bed.
When I was a little kid, I thought, gee, you know, I'd like to wake up at 2 in the morning and then do, you know, crazy Jim and Captain Bob in his morning zoo.
Comedians love DJs. DJs love comedians.
Yes, and I also love if you could put in like at least one sound effect.
Let me see here.
Yeah,
hold
I think
on
we
just
can come up
a second.
With that
I want to
yeah.
give him
anything's possible.
I want to give him a good one here.
Yeah.
Do you, Gilbert? Why don't you? I've got everything because I'm a disc jockey. That's what I do. What would you like? Would you like a ta-da stager, like ladies and gentlemen? And he can hear this down the line, Rob.
He can.
Gilbert Gottfried.
That's good. good. I like that. Maybe a gunshot, too.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Gilbert's upset. Oh, my God. No. Watch out.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Warning. Gilbert Gottfried's in a bad mood.
Do you have a dog barking for no reason whatsoever?
Wait a minute. I have a chimpanzee. You want to hear the joke?
Good enough.
Oh, no. I have a dog. I have a vicious dog. Here we go. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's excellent.
I have a vicious dog. I have a doorbell.
Oh.
Gilbert's at the door.
No, come in, Gilbert. He's here. Please welcome. Right. Make yourself at home.
I have an elephant. I have an elephant, Gilbert. I don't use him unless... This is great. I never get to play him.
Gilbert, your choice.
It's fantastic.
Out of desperation, do you have a fart sound?
Yeah. Out of desperation. Because no DJs have fart sounds. No DJs have...
Yes.
No.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. That's it.
Now, is there a way to combine it? Could it be a gunshot farting?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get these really turned up here. I want to make sure they're all really turned up. All right. Here we go. All right. Here's the gunshot. Do you want the gunshot first and the fart, or the fart and then the gunshot? Because it's a ricochet sound effect. So if you do the fart, I would play. Look, it's your call, Gilbert Gottfried, but I would play the fart first.
Well, I would think someone hears a gunshot, gets frightened, and farts.
Okay. Here we go.
That's right. All right.
Everybody quiet down. Listen carefully.
I think that was perfect.
Unless
we make it that someone farts and the other person is so angry he shoots him.
All right, here we go. I'll do the other one. Here we go. Wait, hold on. Hey, Gilbert, I got one for you. How about a person farts and the person that is in the same room falls because it's so overwhelming. All right, you ready for this?
Excellent, excellent. Right,
this will work. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I could picture it.
You're painting, Mike. Painting with sound.
Someone farts and the other person, it's so awful, the other person drives away really quick.
All right, here we go. Well, how about a fart? I'll give you a fart and an accident, Gilbert, okay?
Oh, excellent.
Oh, you're going to like this. This is where we're cooking. We're cooking now. Here we go. Ready? Listen.
Much better. Much better.
Hey, how about this? How about Gilbert Gottfried in heaven? Are you ready?
Yeah, Gilbert, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's go to Gilbert Gottfried in heaven, all right? There we are. Hi, Gilbert. You're in heaven now. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to hear a fart and a dog barking. St. Peter.
St. Peter!
Stop the dog. The dog's too loud.
Heaven is everything I pictured it to be.
Gilbert will be performing at the State Theater in Falls Church Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m. Doors open at 7. A very few tickets are still available at thestatetheater.com.
Gilbert, this is your Christmas spectacular, isn't it?
Yes. It's a big Jew Christmas spectacular.
Hey, Gilbert, can I play you one of my all-time favorites?
Yes.
And this is really just, I love this one. This is the review of the Gilbert Gottfried show from North Korea, when he performed in North Korea. Let's listen.
Okay.
이호기 위성 발사 성공 12월 10일.
Thank you very much. That's it.
Okay, how about...
All right, I got it. Anything you want.
How about the Korean guy is so angry.
It's a lady, Gilbert.
Oh, okay. She's so angry. After seeing my show, she farts.
All right, I'm going to have to turn her down a little bit. Hold on just a second. Here we go. All right. All right.
박명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공. 12월 10일.
Multiples.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't done this. You know? I really haven't worked this hard in a long time like that. Boy, that meant that, you know. Oh, okay. How about the Korean lady goes to Gilbert's show and then she's overcome with nausea.
There it is. It's a rave.
High marks all around.
For those of you that were expecting me to actually interview Gilbert Gottfried, it will not be happening today. But look, preparing an interview with Gilbert Gottfried is an impossibility. You don't do that. You never know what he's going to do. You remember the we refer to it as the Yakov Smirnov incident.
Yes.
Where Gilbert was. How are you, Gilbert? How's it going?
In America, you have incidents. Oh. In Russia, incidents have you.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That makes me want to fart. There we go. Can't help myself. Gilbert, how's everything going in your world? Everything good? Everything all right? Oh, no. He's going to do it.
Things go on in your world. In Russia, war goes on inside you.
Oh, God. I did it.
You lit the fuse.
I'm responsible for this. Yes. I'm not even going to say anything right now. I'm just going to wait because you know he wants to do it. Yeah. Gilbert, what's new in your world? No, he'll just do another
one. In America, stuff is new in your world. In Russia, world is new inside you.
Oh, Yakov.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't have anything else to say. I'm just here. Gilbert, any big plans for the holiday? Here comes another Yakov. Any big plans for the holidays, Gilbert? You and the fam doing anything special?
In America. You have plans for the holiday. In Russia, the holiday has plans for you.
Oh, my God. Guys, do you have any questions for Gilbert?
Yeah, I do, actually. Gilbert, I still never miss an episode of the Amazing Colossal podcast, despite Frank Santopadre.
What's the podcast again, Rob?
It is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, and he is doing a marvelous job of keeping stories of old Hollywood and show business alive. And I think you've been at it for so long.
You love it, Gilbert.
I love it. You've actually got long-form interviews recorded with people who have passed, like Joe Franklin and Bill Macy.
He's not going to answer you.
I'm wondering, it's just a setup, do you have any guests
you really want to know
on your wish list? Who's top on your wish list for the podcast right now?
In America, you're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast. In Russia, podcast listens to you.
What are we doing to feed our families, Gilbert?
This is Oscar Santana. I was hoping that we could maybe catch dinner before your show on Saturday. What do you say?
In America, you catch dinner. In Russia, dinner
catches you. Oh, Lord. Hey, by the way, he just comes on and does this. I get to give all the plugs. It's GilbertPodcast.com.
Yes.
And get all the information at GilbertGottfried.com. And you can get a personalized Gilbert shout-out at cameo.com. What are the personal? This is, I'm going to try. See, now he's got to do it.
Yeah, he's ready now.
Gilbert, what do they get when they get a personalized shout out from you? What exactly happens?
In America, you go to cameo.com for personalized Gilbert greeting. In Russia, cameo.com goes to you for personal greeting.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's been, you know, it's been so nice visiting with you during the holidays, Gilbert. I really, really enjoyed everything, you know, and we love everything you do. And anything exciting that people can look forward to at the State Theater this coming Saturday night? Is there anything like the people in the front row might enjoy?
In America, people in the front row get excited. In Russia, you get excited to be in the front row.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate that. Hey, Gilbert, thanks so much for joining us.
In America, you thank for joining you. In Russia, the thanks joins you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
TMOS Classic.
Yes, it's a day of needles. One more day of needles, then another day of needles tomorrow. Today, I get my fat person needle. Which is the drug that a lot of people are taking around the country that reduces your appetite. They did warn me that the last day, it lasts a week. It kind of wears off after a week. So the last day before you get your little shot, you get a little. And I felt that a little bit. I felt that just
increased
a teeny
hunger?
Tiny. Little increased hunger. Lost about 0.2 pounds when I expected to lose about 1.5 pounds. And I realized when I went to the Publix grocery store and got my son a 6-inch little sandwich that he wanted, that he said, I don't like the ham on this, Dad. And I was like, well, I guess I won't cook when I get home. I won't cook my protein. I guess I'll have some carbs. And I ingested that, and it lives to bite you. But tomorrow is the day where they will lay me out under an x-ray machine, and they will take very long needles, and they will jam them into my spine. And we will see what happens.
You get lidocaine, though, right? So it's not as oppressively painful?
No. They give me wild turkey bourbon.
Oh, not even the good stuff.
Just right there and a stick.
What is the level of pain for those?
Well, this is called the Civil War Pain Shop. And what happens, Oscar, is I walk in and they give me a stick, and they don't amputate unless it's unless
necessary.
You get a fever.
Yeah,
if you get a fever,
rusty,
they chop
rusty needles.
Rusty, yeah. Well, and rusty, but you know, cleaned with steel wool get the rust off.
They clean them in the Ohio River.
This is the third bite of the apple for this particular physician, and I'm going to look him in the eye tomorrow, and in the nicest way possible, talking about being your own advocate, I'm going to say, don't miss. Don't miss.
I think
please.
It's good, Mike, that you're still with old Dr. Mead.
Yeah,
I think
it's gonna be
great.
Fun. Man, let me see what you get there. It's Gabby Hayes that'll be working on me. Let's see. Okay, why don't you jam it in there? That'll take the pain away. We'll see. I don't even know really what's happening.
I do remember your last diagnosis when he said the back should feel better, but that leg's got gangrene. It's got to go.
Yeah. Take the leg. Yeah. He starts a toe at a time, though. That's the way. No, they numb it up, and then you feel a little sign. If you feel a lot, that's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell you. Yeah. You're going to feel a slight pressure.
You walk in, it's got a little black light on in the background, kind of looks like a rave, and the doctor looks you in the eye, and he says,
hello.
It's ready to go. He's there with the thing going, no, I've had it done now.
Isn't he the only doctor in town?
Fourth or fifth time doing it.
He's the only doctor in town with a pacifier.
Yeah. Supposed to be a three-pronger where they do this. If it works, they see how long it works. Then they do another one, and then... I don't know. I got to ask him a lot of questions. Yeah, this was me just getting in, just trying to get in there and get it done.
I'm curious because I, like both my mom and my dad have had certain procedures done,
right?
And it works on my father, it doesn't work on my mom. Strangely enough,
it's very inexact science. Yeah. I believe we'll see what happens with it. There's not a lot they can do, which is fun because it's like bone on bone,
yeah,
and that type of thing. But it's also where the only thing that really inhibits my lifestyle is my inability to get out there and, you know, participate in a sport that's probably very bad for the condition I have. So I'm asking him to help me
are
do something that's bad
doing
for
it. Anything
I walk. I walk well. I walk well. No, I get you, up and down well.
As an exercise. I mean, are you walking
exercise,
around the block or like doing something?
I get up, go to the water dispenser on my refrigerator, fill it up with water, put my liquid IV in, walk back to my couch, get up, walk my dog, take my dog out. As far as long-term walking, not as much as I should be.
Yeah.
Like what?
Which
like,
is really none.
If you were to check your phone, like 80 steps or...
I have a phone that's got that
yeah,
in it.
The
it's
health
not
app,
my
yeah.
Noom. It's my MyFitnessPal.
Yes. Yeah. Pal. My Fitness
I
Pal.
I asked because my mom just started walking and she's on the same medicine or similar medicine you're on.
And what's it called again?
She's on Ozempic.
Oh, okay.
And then so it took her roughly a month to get the weight to start come off. Mm-hmm. That you could actually see it in her face. I'm like, okay, this is wild. She's already lost 15 pounds.
That's great.
She started walking and she's lost another 10.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm doing baby steps.
Okay.
Fair. Baby.
Yeah, if you can hey. Walk with a bad back, if you want to get the I guess as I told my mom, with this truck a quarter through, I said, you keep on like complaining about how expensive this medicine is.
Right.
How about you get the most out of it by doing a little extra to
yeah.
maximize what's
You're
happening?
You're right. I'm going to take your advice that you gave your mother, Oscar, and I'm going to take it to heart, and that's me too. Because if I did that, I think it would accelerate
things.
It
would trigger this like, whoa, what's happening
here?
I think
so. Yeah, I'm happy with the results. I'm happy with the results.
Yeah.
I'm wearing smaller clothing than I've worn. That's a big deal for me. But I want it to be a little faster. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that weight loss and the increased metabolism, that'll help fight any sort of diabetic stuff going on too.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all winter. It's all winter.
I'm really looking forward to the color coming back in my feet. I really am. I'm looking forward
Not
to
me.
That. Should be special. So, Fat Man Needle today.
Yeah.
Back Needle tomorrow. Needled on the show today. That's if you're keeping
score.
I'm over that. Isn't that fun? I am. I'm really over that. That's how weird I am. Anyway, seemed like the end of the world 15 minutes ago. We'll be right back.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, don't be fooled. Bowling is still red hot. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Robert wants to bring back to school with him is his bowling ball.
Yeah.
Carla wants us to join a league. Carla actually wants us to join a bowling
league. They've got 12 lanes the Lair?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Mountain Lair.
Yeah, they have the Mountain Lair, which is like the community center for students at WVU. They've got bowling. So he's going
to
take.
I'd like to take a black light to those goals, those Mike, bowling balls.
When you join the league, are you going to walk off?
You know what?
That's not
That's an
funny.
Interesting. You really got me with that one. There you go. F you.
I had a ball
All right,
strike.
Go ahead.
Later,
thank
guys.
You.
There is a league in
I'm not playing with you guys anymore. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Take his bowling ball. There's a guy in Illinois named Ed Berthold. He's in a league that is 50 for people 50 years and older bowling. He's 103 and he's still
God
bowling.
Bless him.
And so
God
here's the leader of the league and also Ed himself.
It's amazing. I mean, to look at him, you wouldn't think he was over maybe in his 80s.
My father died at 39, tuberculosis. When I compare that to what happened to me, I wish that I was a few years younger.
And so, yeah, bowling at 103.
You're still doing something at that age is crazy.
I know. I think it's pretty awesome.
It's spectacular.
I love it.
I really do.
Meanwhile, there's Tony and Francis Toto, Mike. They've been married for over 40 years, and it hasn't been easy because 40 years ago, Francis hired a teenage hitman to kill her husband. Mm. And he's
from... Oh, wow. Hold on, Rob.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Breaking
I got to share this. Yes, showbiz news. Ryan Seacrest is leaving Live. With Kelly Ripa, and she's going to be joined by husband Mark Consuelos permanently.
What happened?
Wow.
She likes her attention, and I think perhaps Mark will give her the attention she requires.
I don't know. This
Hold on. Wait. I found a story, sister.
Please.
Seacrest was reading a news item with Kelly Ripa, and she started making fun of him, and he decided to leave the show.
Oh, no.
Called her a baby.
Yeah.
And after he walked off set, producer Michael Gelman referred to Seacrest as a big baby.
That's sad. Mike, I actually have tape of that incident. This is from Live with Kelly and Ryan.
That's wrong. That's the wrong one. Just a callback. Yes. Okay. And by the way, if you want to know what kind of content you're going to get from Consuelos, Martin, this is how he'll start every show.
Hello.
And end every show. That's it. That's all he's got. Wow. Anyway, Mike.
Good story.
Tony and Francis Toto, the wife 40 years ago hired a hitman, and he tried to kill the husband 5 times.
Wow.
He's forgiven her.
Oh, my God.
Which is
the husband is forgiven the wife who hired the hitman?
40 years ago, which I think is nice.
Twice, one in the back of my head, the one...
Oh, he's talking, first of all, about how he was shot twice.
He got shot?
Twice, Mike. Listen to this.
Twice, one in the back of my head, the one... And the bullet went right through the chest.
And the one in his head is still there. I don't think I was thinking straight. It was like a love-hate kind of a thing.
And then we both cry and we said to each other, you know, for now on, let's talk. Let's communicate better. Something that we should have done before.
Yeah, you think?
And I've called you passive-aggressive?
That's crazy.
Mike, the bullet in his head is still there.
Wow, and she's saying it like, man, well, the bullet in his head fired by the guy that I hired to kill him is still in his head. And let's have waffles.
And I also, the thing that troubles me the most is that it was a teenage hitman. So she's boning him, right?
Yeah.
So,
like the Long Island
his name,
Lolita.
Mike McIntosh.
Like, that's all I got.
There
today.
You go. He blew it again.
A man in an orange sweatshirt shot me twice.
Wow. Well, what an interesting day.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.